This is it, folks. We do have the Sonic Adventures of Sonic the Hedgehog recap, but this is it. Episode 92, the final episodes of our Sonic coverage. I don't think I could do another Sonic cartoon. I don't even...
You mean you don't want to do Sonic Underground?
No. I don't think so. My brain might fall out of my head. Oh, God. Of course, I am TFG1 Mike. Joining me is TV's Mr. Neil.
Got a fly guy.
Yeah. Can I do that?
I've noticed he's been he's done that throughout the show, but I just now noticed that he does shit like that. The got a speed, Sneed. He comes up with these weird sayings.
Yeah.
Like, why is he doing that? That's not cool.
Yep. It's crazy. So we have the final episodes for Adventures of Sonic the Hedgehog. We start off with Lifestyles of the Sick and Twisted.
And you could already see how dated the show is that they're making a Robin Leach reference. Because nobody today knows who that is.
November 30th, 1993. When Throbbin' Screech picks... When Throbbin' Screech features Sonic on his talk show, Lifestyles of the Very Good, Robotnik kidnaps his unnamed niece in order to be featured on the show.
Mm-hmm.
And completely unrelated to the episode, the Sonic Says segment had to do with vandalism. All right. Robin Leach is rolling over in his grave.
Is he dead?
I think he is. I could be wrong. I'll check. But what did you think of Lifestyles of the Sick and Twisted?
Again, kind of a weird premise for an episode, just because it is Lifestyles of the Rich and Famous, which is a show that would never air today because, you know, we hate rich people now in America.
It's all Donald Trump's fault.
Partly. But we're going to get to that. you probably heard me roll my eyes about five times.
Yeah, no.
But, Robin Leach, Lifestyles of Rich and Famous. If you don't know who this guy is, he's this obnoxious British guy who had this TV show back in the 80s and 90s. Very early 90s. I'm pretty sure it got canceled very early on. But it's like this very loud British man. Lifestyles of the Rich and Famous. And I don't know anyone who actually watched it. But anyway.
My grandmother did. It was one of those things where it was before we had... Oh, wow. Yes, he is still alive. He is 75 years old. But my grandmother watched it because this was before we had like E! True Hollywood Story or Behind the Music or any of those current affair hard copy reality type shows. So I remember my grandmother watching it, and I'm just looking at part of his career on Wikipedia. Mm-hmm. He was a guest at WrestleMania 4.
Yeah, because that's a topic for your other podcast.
Yeah.
Just how weird the early WrestleManias were, how they just got any guests at all that they could. They had Herb the Nerd and the old lady from the Wendy's commercials on the same WrestleMania.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, how do you do that? But anyway, Lifestyles of the Rich and Famous was these celebrity expose. It was a celebrity expose type show before, you know, it got all trashy and we watched how dirty their lives were. It was basically like an hour of us, you know, watching how rich people live and seeing them own things that we'll never have.
Mm.
The cartoon.
Think of it as MTV Cribs before MTV Cribs.
I guess.
Did you know he was interviewed on Space Ghost Coast to Coast?
I would be surprised if he wasn't.
Season 1, Episode 3 of Bill Nye the Science Guy. but back to the cartoon.
What was even in this cartoon?
This is the TV show one. Robotnik kidnaps the niece so he can be on the TV show, and he changes it from Lifestyles of the Very Good to Lifestyles of the Sick and Twisted.
That's right. And it was all because Robin Screech's daughter was kidnapped by Robotnik.
Mm-hmm.
And it was Robotnik promising that he would catch Sonic on the show for some reason. He thought he could pull that off, even though he's in the nearly 60 episodes that have preceded this, he's never been able to do that once. Or at least keep Sonic under his control, because it always backfires. But,
yeah.
Yeah, kind of an uneventful show. It's just, I don't know.
Yeah.
It was just kind of like drumming my fingers, waiting for the little girl to be rescued, and then, Tails was captured too. I forgot about that.
No, so no. You're just they predicted, they predicted Batman Forever.
So the whole episode, I'm just waiting for them to get rescued so that Sonic could turn the tables on Robotnik and win the day and happily ever after. And like, oh my God, who cares? Because you know he's not going to win anyway. So it's like, what the hell?
Uh-huh.
You know, this is going to end badly for Robotnik because it always does.
Yep.
You know, it's so weird how the same thing can happen to Elmer Fudd and Yosemite Sam, and yet it's still compelling. On this show, it's like, oh, more of the same.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Rich and Famous aired from 84 to 94. It went on, it was on years, 10 years. Holy crap.
Yep.
There was one on here where I looked at it and I'm like, what was he doing? It was recently. It was in the last 5 years or so. Oh, yeah, it was actually, yeah, it was about 3 or 4 years ago. He was on, get this, and I'm sure you don't watch reality TV at all.
God, no.
But I know you've heard of various reality television shows like Celebrity Wife Swap.
Mm-hmm.
He was on it and swapped with Eric Roberts.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Oh, God. Yeah, I think I might have to find some old Lifestyles episodes now. I really want to watch it for some odd reason.
It's amazing how often that show was referenced in 80s cartoons.
Oh, yeah.
And, yeah, I swear, like, every cartoon from the 80s had a show that that referenced Lifestyles of the Rich and Famous, and it just kind of dropped off the radar.
Mm-hmm.
No one has seen this show since 1994, I'm pretty sure.
That's kind of like that show that was on from 2002 to 2003 with Number One with Jonathan Frakes called Beyond Belief. It was on Fox for a while because Don LaFontaine was the announcer for it for a while, at least the first season, and then they switched to James Brolin as the host. But anyway, Lifestyles of the Sick and Twisted. I'm going to give it a 2.5.
Yeah, I'll give it a 2.
Okay. And now, folks, whether you wanted Clinton or Bush or Obama or whoever was running against him or the other Clinton and Trump, Sonic is running. It's your standard election cartoon. When Mama Robotnik, who returns again, threatens her son into campaigning for the Mobius presidency, Sonic decides to run against him. The Sonic Says segment was all about tooth pain.
Mm.
I can see how an election could be a pain in the tooth. And why the hell are people still setting off fireworks? We're recording this July 8th, 2017, damn it.
I know.
Oh my God, I can hear the shit outside. Anyway. So yeah, Sonic is running. Standard election cartoon. Thoughts?
Well, I was anticipating comparisons to Trump. And I just want to say, you did point out that this is July. It's been 6 months and that's all I've seen on social media for 6 months is just Trump this and Trump that, and I'm so tired of it. Yeah. And this is the kind of episode where people be like, oh, this is just like Trump. He has to trick people and hypnotize them into voting for him. And I'm like, oh, God, I can see the jokes coming, and I'm tired of them already.
The only...
I didn't vote for Trump. I told people who my guy was on social media, mm-hmm. and still I'm just sick of it.
The only thing comparison I made between Robotnik and Trump was because Robotnik has the giant orange hair and the giant mustache and that kind of like, yeah. But look at it this way: all politicians, it doesn't matter what you're running for, all politicians are corrupt. All politicians play some sort of game or whatever, or do lies, or you know. I've said this before, and I'll say it again. The United States presidency is the biggest janitorial job in the world because say what you will about Donald Trump and his flash and panache and all that crap and all the stuff that he says and whatever else, but what is he really doing in office? He's cleaning up whatever messes that he didn't start.
And making new ones.
Yeah, I'm not saying he's not sitting there making new ones. I'm still saying, though, I mean, it's not just about Trump taking over from Obama. Right. Obama had to do it when the Bushes left. You know, Bush had to do it when Clinton. I mean, that's always been a part of the presidency here in the U.S., that you have to clean up the mess from the last person.
Mm-hmm.
But, yes, yeah, Sonic is running. I just want it to be over. How is an entire planet gonna have, like, I could see if it's a world leader or if it's a tyrant, or but like seriously, you're gonna be the president of the entire planet, really? Oh my god, it's just so exhausting. Sonic is running. One, maybe.
Yeah, I'll give it a half a point.
Okay.
Surprising they both didn't lose to a dark horse candidate. Like in Bugs Bunny.
Yeah, that's true. I can just imagine Rotor coming in here somewhere. Oh god. And then we have Robo Ninjas. Robotnik captures Kwai Chang Crane, a martial artist master, and uses him to turn Scratch and Grounder. Oh boy, I can hear you here. I can hear it in your voice already. Into effective ninja to defeat Sonic. The Sonic Says segment was about road safety. Take it away.
Once again, the show dates itself with its depiction of martial artists and just being. I wouldn't call it racist, but I would understand if a lot of people did, just because of how this guy is portrayed in the show. How he's like, "Oh, I teach you the secret ways of the ancient martial arts." You know, that voice that we hear in a lot of older shows that they wouldn't do these days. He sounds like Charlie the Cook from the original King Kong. He's like, me go home, me go back to China. You know, that sort of, or you know, catch-all Oriental voice that people do.
Mm-hmm.
And I just kind of rolled my eyes and sunk back into my seat and like, oh, I'm glad no one else sees me watching this. It's like, man who fought in church, sit in his own pew. He kept having me all these like philosophical quips that had nothing to do with what was going on. I don't know what else to say. It's basically, if you strip all that away, it's basically another episode of Scratch and Grounder being stupid. That's basically all it is.
Yeah, and this one, I kept seeing Ernie Reyes Jr. Because all I kept thinking about was Surf Ninjas the entire time I was watching this.
New Line Cinema presents an awesome, ripping, totally stoked.
Get on with it.
New movie, Surf Ninjas. It's the story of these kids who get booted from their country by this evil dude.
That was that.
In LA. But I'll surf! And their life's one major vacation.
Just gotta wax
the old man-to-wave friction-reducing vehicle. Surfboard.
But some gnarly ninjas give him a blast from their past.
Those boys die tonight.
So they gotta split with their one-eyed guru.
Your highnesses.
Huh? And go back and save their country. Which is cool, because they meet this mystery babe.
You want to go to the mall sometime?
And like one dude gets these superpowers. One can see the future in his Sega game. And one, well, one's a geek.
There's dynamite here.
We'll throw it at him.
I got one.
One, two, dudes.
And now they gotta fight the righteous fight. And basically kick some. You gotta see Ernie Reyes Jr. Rob Schneider.
He can get a job as a sushi chef, no problem.
Wild Thing Tone Loc.
Brothers don't surf.
And Leslie Nielsen. As Colonel Chief. In a film by Neil Israel. Surf Ninjas.
I love the part when I was like,
Sorry.
I don't know.
Bringing him up, it just immediately made me jump to Donatello.
Yeah, yeah.
Or the little kid from Red Sonja.
Well, he was also Kino in Turtles 2.
Yep.
So, there's that. I don't know. I'm at a loss for words, folks. And the final episode, we'll get to our ratings here in a second, but the final episode is just even, it's even worse. Robo Ninjas, there were some funny jokes. I'll give it a 1.5. What about you?
I'll give it a 1.
Before we get to the Christmas thing, we have to talk about Sonically Ever After. Now, yeah. I have never seen this episode until now. I did not equate this with storytelling, with storybook, with fairy tale. I just thought, oh, this is going to be the send-off to the series. They're going to give some sort of happy ending where Sonic defeats Robotnik and sends him into the Phantom Zone or something. But no, it's a fairy tale episode.
Yep.
Scratch.
It's the never-ending story. Not really.
Thank God there was no next chapter on this one. Scratch and Grounder.
Get that weird kid with the funny eyebrows from the 80s.
Jonathan Brandis?
That kid.
Yeah. Scratch and Grounder use a ray gun Robotnik invented to transport Sonic, Tails, and Robotnik into a book of fairy tales. When some of the fairy tales come to life under Robotnik's control, Sonic and Tails have to try to give them a happy ending to stop Robotnik. And appropriately, the Sonic Says segment was about libraries. I guess that kind of fits.
Give a hoot, read a book.
It's a damn good thing this is not a video podcast, because people would just see me banging my head against my desk. Oh my God.
Read something. Turn off the TV and go read. Wait, no.
Yeah, come back.
Wait till after the commercials.
Wait till after the commercials. Look, I know this is a story point, but I still have to point this out. Why in the hell did they give the fox tits?
I don't know. Because he's a fox. What's the differences between a dog and a fox? Only 4 drinks.
Oh. No, that's not even right. Oh my god. Thoughts on Sonic and the Fairy Tale Land?
I don't know. I was just in such euphoria that this was the last episode that I just breezed through it. I'm like, okay, yeah, that was an episode. Kind of you know, what was funny about it is at the end they were very hopeful that there was going to be a second season. It was like you can bet that there will be more adventures of Sonic the Hedgehog, and I'm like, nope, this is the end. Well, he's technically right. There is one more episode, or if you really want to be pedantic, you can say, well, he may not be referring to the title of the show. Maybe he's just saying that Sonic will have more adventures in the future, which he certainly does.
Yeah.
And you guys should do Sonic Underground. No, we're not.
I'm going to tell you right now, folks, anybody that wants us to do Sonic Underground is going to have to pay us each $50 per podcast, because that's the only way I will do that cartoon series.
We're gonna have to throw hypnotic pollen on them and convince them to send money to our PayPal.
Yes.
contribute to our Patreon. Triple digit amounts only.
Exactly.
Triple digit and up.
Yep. Oh my god. This one devolved so fast. Like, I saw every bit of what was coming. And when I can see every bit of what's going to... Like, I was not surprised at this at all. The only thing that shocked me was that they put tits on Tails.
Mm.
the rest of it, all the story points, all of that, them trying to get out of it... I saw that all coming, and it's just not even cool.
Yeah, you know, I saw the first part where Sonic, or no, Tails, you know, looks at his dress and he lifts it up and he goes, it's like, I'm a girl, and he almost says it like ew, I'm a girl, and I'm like, somewhere Anita Sarkeesian is losing her mind.
Oh god. I'll give this a 0.5. What are you gonna give it?
I'll give it a point extra. I'll give it a full one just for being the last episode. that's not a recommendation, because you shouldn't watch it.
Whatever you do, don't watch this, folks. It's not worth the 22 minutes it was written on. And the sad thing is, this is a Gordon Bresick episode. He's better than this. Oh god. Alright folks, we are going to take a quick break, because technically the Christmas special is not it's a part of the series, but it's a special, it's not the series finale, yada yada yada. So we're going to take a quick break, come back after this.
Santa comes on TV. Do I get to tell him what I want? Do I?
Ho, ho, ho! Merry Christmas! Season's greetings to all my friends everywhere. It is with mixed feelings that I come before you today to announce my retirement.
Your what?
No,
Santa, please. It's too sad.
Don't be sad. This is happy news! This Christmas will be the best Christmas ever! Because the most wonderful person in the whole world will be taking my place! He's jolly, he's generous, he's just right for the job! Mothers, fathers, boys, and girls, I proudly introduce my replacement, your friend and mine, Robotnik Claws!
Robotnik Claws, like mine, cheers best!
Oh, I did not! My cheers would cheer you!
I boo your cheers!
Thank you, dear friends! It is with humble heart that I gladly accept this well-deserved honor from my good friend Santa.
Yay! Yay!
We love Robotnik Claws! He's
pledge to you that I will carry on Santa's work in the best traditions of the Christmas season.
All right, folks, we are back, and it is time for the Sonic Christmas Blast. If anybody heard Neil on several of the 25 Days of Tooncast Beyond Christmas episodes last year in 2016, go check those out. But yeah, yay, Christmas episode.
Yeah.
Robotnik disguises himself as Santa Claus in order to force him into retirement and con the children out of presents during Christmas. During a visit to Robotropolis, Sonic and Tails rescue the real Santa Claus, who presents Sonic with a speed run test due to a ring Sally Acorn gave him as a gift, serving as a key. Oddly, this special includes aspects of Sat AM, such as Robotropolis, the SWAT bots, neither of which appear as they did in that series, and Sally Acorn, mm-hmm. who appears in her regular design, but with her pilot episode color palette. Said series had aired concurrently with the original run of Adventures, but in a different time slot, and had stopped producing new episodes by the time Christmas Blast premiered. Despite this, the special maintains the humorous tone of Adventures rather than the darker one of the Saturday morning series. And the letters page of issue 41 of the Sonic the Hedgehog comic book promotes the special as an extremely Sonic Christmas, mm-hmm. as this episode was originally going to be a tie-in for Sonic Extreme on Sega Saturn. However, the game was canceled, and the title was changed to tie-in with Sonic 3D Blast instead.
Yeah, that game got extremely fucked.
Yeah, it did.
And apparently what it was is they had the source code, they had all the assets for the game ready to go, and they just needed like an engine, like a game mm-hmm. engine for it. And they had it with the Christmas or with the Knights episode. I'm screwing up my lines here. They had it with the Knights engine. Knights was another Saturn game. You know, the one with the kind of the Harley Quinn clown looking guy who flies around the levels. And they had that, but Yuji Naka was like, no, you're not going to use that. It's mine. And so Sonic Extreme just kind of got flushed on the toilet, which was one of the stupidest moves ever, because the Saturn really needed a Sonic game, and Sonic 3D Blast was not going to cut it.
Yeah, no. I mean, I kind of like seeing Sally again.
She didn't speak, did she?
I think like twice.
I don't remember a single line.
Hmm. I just remember Sonic consistently saying, oh, I can't not get her a gift because I forgot mm-hmm. last year. But having this be this and having Sally here as Adventures and not Sat AM feels weird, because you look at all the other episodes of Adventures, and he's always macking on women and this, that, and mm-hmm. the other thing, or, you know, whatever else. And it's like, it makes no sense to even have, like, if you want to do this as a special, do it as a special for Sat AM, not Adventures.
Right.
As, like I said in the wiki notes, the two series were still running together, right? Even though the other one kind of stopped producing episodes, but, like, this could have been a better finale for Satan than it could for this episode.
I think this... Wasn't this way after both those shows ended?
I think so. I don't know.
Yeah, because this was during the Saturn era. And Saturn didn't come out until like a year after Adventures wrapped up. And this was like, if I remember, I'm going to look this up really quick, but if I remember correctly, let's see, Sonic Extreme. If I remember correctly, Sonic Extreme was like winter of 96.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
And when it all came crashing down. Yeah. Doesn't say.
Yeah.
No, I don't know. I don't want to slow the podcast down looking
for
this.
No, well, that's all right. It's just one of those things where it's like, it just feels really out of place. Like, if they would have stuck, like, if they would have somehow introduced Sally as a part of the Adventures universe somewhere along the line throughout the thing and then brought her back for Christmas Blast, but
oh, yeah.
I don't know.
Oh, yeah. November 1996, this special aired, and this was a full 3 years after the finale.
Oh, jeez. Yeah, that wouldn't work then, would it? No. I don't know. It was an all right, weird little Christmas episode, but it's nothing to write home about.
Very run-of-the-mill as far as Christmas stories go. Another one of these, our main character gets to team up with Santa and, you know, save Christmas and everything we've seen 100 times.
Now that I think about it, this is probably where the Santa Claus 2 got their idea from.
Oh, God. Those movies.
Hey, come on now. The first one wasn't horrible. The first one was not horrible.
Yeah, it just seemed like the writers just wanted to have their cake and eat it, too. It's like, well, Sonic needs a love interest for the Christmas story, but we need Scratch and Grounder for the comedy. Let's mix the two shows. And it's like, okay, I guess. I mean, I'm not that concerned about series continuity that I'm going to object to it. I'm just going to kind of look at it sideways and squint and be like, okay.
Yeah, that's pretty much all you can do.
Yeah.
It's not I don't know. But at least Sonic is over. I mean, we got to do the recap next time, but we're done with Sonic. Yay. Mm-hmm. I will probably give Christmas Blast a 2.5, I guess.
I'll give it a 1. You could literally watch any other Christmas special from the era, and it would be at least as entertaining as, or at least as not entertaining as this is. I would recommend the He-Man She-Ra Christmas special over this, because at least that was funny. With Skeletor's heel, Skeletor's face turn in that, where he's like, he's like, I like being evil.
But
I must save the children.
No. Hell, you could watch the 90210 Christmas episode and have more fun than this.
Actually, I heartily recommend the Invader Sim Christmas special, just because it's so fucked up.
Any other Christmas specials besides this one?
Yeah.
All right, folks. Like I said, coming up next time is the Adventures of Sonic the Hedgehog recap. And then Sonic is done. After that, episode 94, we're going to figure out something.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. And then next year we start 95 to 100. So episode 94, I think we said something about it being other Christmas video game based stuff, but we'll figure that out later.
Yeah.
Where can the people find you online, sir?
Decian.com. And on Facebook, you can look me up under facebook.com/raving.hipster. And look me up on YouTube. I'm posting as Neil Purcell there, and you can find my movie commentary show called The Big Bad Movie Show, where I just I talk over movies that I like, and you can watch it along with me if you happen to have a copy. And I do lots of fun movies like Transformers the movie and King Kong, the original King Kong, that is. And I did the Channel Awesome movies, which I have not gotten feedback on those yet, but those should be interesting.
You can find me on Twitter at TFG on Mike. You can follow at Geekcast Radio for all of our other network updates. We will catch you next time, folks, here on Pixels in the Animation.